Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carr hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker throws the ball into Mears, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina misplays the ball. That's an error on Vina. Becker moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. Molitor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mieske moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cirillo is hit by the pitch. Mieske moves to third. Vina moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Rabule moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rabule. Carr reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carr moves to third. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Myers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rabiule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carr moves to second. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rabiule throws the ball into Mears, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carr scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova is 0-2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hollins is 0-2 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rabulet is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rabulet hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matheny is 0-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carr is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cirillo tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1. Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer is 0-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Starhoviak is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears is 0-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch is 0-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Nilsson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mieske is 0-3 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Marshall Boes now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Boes covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Bennett now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Carr bunts in front of the plate. Myers throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Rabiule throws it back to Hollins, who tags the runner out. Rabiule throws the ball into Hollins, who tags Carr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.